And let the royal madness begin. As of this morning, it is official. Prince William is getting married sometime.
He hasn't done it yet.
No, he is not married. He is preparing for mariage.
Pop the question.
Sometime next year, he'll walk down the aisle with his longtime girlfriend and university flatmate. They've been living in sin for a while, Kate Middleton. The wedding was announced by William's father, Prince Charles, and the BBC's Rob Watson joins us from London, where I assume, Rob, you're going to be talking about nothing else for at least a year. Rob is now the Takeaway's official royal correspondent. Did you know that, Rob? You've been promoted or demoted.
You think talking only for a year? You got to be kidding.
All right. So the first comment that we hear coming out of Royal Britain is that this has nothing to do with class. This is a love story. And I thought that's what we heard about. Correct me if I'm wrong, but is that not the same storyline during Prince Charles and Lady Di's wedding?
No, it's not the same storyline because Princess Diana was a true blue blood. She was an aristocrat in her own right. And of course, Prince Charles had been advised by his one of his dearest advisors, Lord Mountbatten, to search for a virgin, if I can say that at this time of the day. But it's quite a different story with William and Kate. They had married, they'd met as undergraduates, just studying at the university like any other young couple in Britain. And, well, I don't think there was any particular advice to find someone who was a virgin or indeed who had been part of the aristocracy.
I'm going to pass over any accusations that you seem to be making about Kate Middleton's morality. But let's go on to swag here. I mean, how crazy is Britain and the rest of the world, do you think, going to go over this wedding?
Well, of course, these are times of austerity in Britain with the government imposing these very large cuts in public spending. So you'll not be surprised that us very serious-minded Brits, certainly very serious-minded on the BBC, no sooner was the wedding announced than this question started to be asked. Well, just how big a wedding should they have without upsetting everybody else in Britain and saying, ooh, look at them, they're having a fancy wedding at the taxpayers' expense while we're all suffering spending cuts. So
wait,
that's a question. That's out there.
Rob, you're considered one of the serious-minded people in the UK?
Well, he just said there were serious-minded people at the
BBC.
He didn't
very
say serious-minded. He was one of them.
All right.
Well, okay, so what are the chances Kate Middleton would become a Queen of England?
Well, William is second in line to the throne after Prince Charles, so I would say a pretty good chance, really. And I just, of course, I didn't know all of this history off the top of my head. I must have dozed off a bit in school, but I've done a little bit of research.
You're not serious-minded there, Rob.
And she will become the sixth queen called Catherine. And let's hope she doesn't experience the fate of Catherine Howard, who, of course, was beheaded by Henry VIII.
Right.
All very different now, of course.
Yeah. I get Kiss Me, Kate is maybe sort of tame compared to what we understand has already gone on between Kate and Prince William.
But she's also not the first non-aristocratic-blooded person to get to ascend to the throne.
No, absolutely not. She comes at the long line of commoners, as we call them in Britain, when they're not aristocratic, so no great shock. And the general verdict on her is that she seems like an extremely sweet, pleasant and sensible girl, and so does he. And everyone hopes that they will live happily ever after and all that good stuff.
What was her major?
History of art.
Ah, thank you.
Rob Watson, the official Takeaway royal correspondent from our partner, the BBC, is going
to
be sending us William and Kate cup holders at any moment.
I couldn't stump him.